Well, look, we're very worried about the federal financial aid system, with the department having about half as many staff in place as they had at the beginning of January. You worry that the system on which we rely could break down. But really, the best thing any individual can do is complete the free application for federal student aid now. That's the entry point to the federal and state financial aid systems.
Now, this might be too early, but have you already started to see signs of maybe students holding off for another year because of this whole fiasco?
Not so far. I mean, the encouraging thing is, so far this year, FAFSA completion rates are up compared to last year. Last year was disrupted by changes to the application, some delays at the federal level. This year, students are completing the FAFSA in higher numbers, which is a good thing because last year, students left over $200 million on the table in unclaimed federal financial aid because of not completing the FAFSA.
Has there been any, I guess, line of communication either with the Trump administration or just anybody from the government that's keeping you guys in the loop of what you should be expecting from here on out?
The administration's claim is that the changes at the department won't affect the Pell Grant program and the financial aid system. We're worried about it, but the best thing we can do is help people get through the process now. And so if folks go to suny.edu, they can find information about financial aid information sessions that we're holding. They can find information about our FAFSA completion corps, where we've trained current SUNY students to help prospective students and their families through the FAFSA process. About 52% of our SUNY students go tuition-free because of federal and state financial aid. We don't want anyone to miss out on that opportunity.
Well, also speaking with the state, too, another point with this is Hochul is announcing a budget or a proposal for free tuition for community college for people, I believe, between the ages of 20 to 55. I could be wrong about the exact numbers on that, but could you maybe explain a little bit more about that?
Sure. So Governor Hochul's proposed free community college as well as help with fees, books, and supplies for students who are 25 to 55 in high-demand workforce areas. So these are areas like nursing, advanced manufacturing, renewable energy, IT and cybersecurity, all areas where there are a lot of open jobs that employers can't fill because we don't have the qualified workforce we need. And so this is an opportunity for someone who's maybe struggling, they're driving for Uber, they're barely making enough to cover their bills and their cost of housing, and now they could come to community college, get a degree in one of these high-demand workforce areas, significantly increase their income, and set themselves up for a fulfilling career.
What about for the students who maybe already have gotten their degree recently? Would they qualify for this too, or would they still have to commit to the loans?
So this is for students who are planning to apply or currently enrolled in these areas, and we'll launch the program come fall 25. For folks who've already completed their degree and have loans that they're trying to manage, there are a number of programs to help with income-based repayment as well as public service loan forgiveness for people who've chosen careers like teaching or law enforcement where they're serving the public.
All right, Chancellor. And then just one last question for you. Is there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask about or something you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
I just would underscore that SUNY provides affordable excellence. Our tuition at our four-year institutions is just $7,070 for the year. Again, $7,070 for the year, very affordable, high-quality educational experiences, and many students are going tuition-free if they access that federal and state financial aid. So this is the moment to take a look at the opportunities at SUNY. We've got a place for every New Yorker.